This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Stone is our guest. He is traveling right now, running via cell phone. He was on Skype. And, you know, the mainstream media keeps saying over and over again that Trump is resigning. There's been an intervention. He's stepping down. It's all over. The same usual suspect Republican folks that helped ram through the bipartisan tyranny keep playing the same trick over and over again. So I have actually heard there's no way Hillary can continue on from the Secret Service, but she's on something. She's able to. But the word Roger Stone has got is that it is Michelle Obama, who they're intending to put in next week. So Hillary Clinton's health problems have gotten so bad that sometime next week, reportedly, she's going to be stepping down. So it's very important you get this video once we take it from the live show and post it. Since all the Democrats you know. Because, again, it's fair to say this because Hillary said nobody died at Benghazi. Right, Roger?
Yeah, I mean, look, this is all, this is parody. This is using their own tactics against them. They continually say things that aren't true, that have no basis in fact. For example, I'm an agent for the Russians, and that I had advanced knowledge of any WikiLeaks hackings, which I didn't, only because back in August I posted on Twitter that John Podesta's business dealings are going to be examined. I didn't hear that from WikiLeaks. I heard it from Paul Manafort. And he knew because he was active in the region at the same time, only he was working for pro-democratic forces. In any event, I hear that Democrats realize that Senator Tim Kaine is mentally unbalanced. They don't want him step in, and therefore the party chieftains led by the president, they want Michelle Obama. That's what I hear. Every Democrat I know in New York City is talking about this, Alex.
I kind of think that would be better. I think Michelle would be better than Hillary. She doesn't seem to be as hateful or mentally ill. What do you think?
Well, she's certainly better looking, that's for sure.
Wow. Well, this is incredible. Do we have any word on when Hillary is stepping down?
Happen any instant. This is as realistically as Trump throwing in the towel. I'm sure you read only weeks ago that he was going to be dropping out after the sneak attack by NBC in this Billy Bush tape. I spoke to him. He never thought about dropping out.
Sure. Well, rumors of my demise have been greatly exaggerated, to quote Mark Twain. But getting serious, what does it mean when Axelrod literally did say that she should drop out of the debate, claiming because he's been rude to her or whatever? No. He knows she got her clock cleaned.
Well, Axelrod is a very shrewd fellow, and he's a very competent Democratic operative. I think he understands how damaged she is as a candidate. Plus, as you know, there is no love between the Obamas and the Clintons. That has not changed. But if they can be ridiculous and sarcastic, we can be ridiculous and sarcastic. I think it's a superb way to illustrate the point. I'm speaking tonight at the Cosmopolitan Club for the Viewpoint Forum, a conservative-oriented discussion group. I'll be signing books. I think I'll go there and announce at 7 o'clock tonight in Manhattan at the Cosmopolitan Club that Hillary's dropping out and she's going to be replaced by Michelle Obama.
Yeah, I'm going to put a special video report out on this right now, and I'm just going to go with it. And you know, they now are doing whole body transplants, brain into a new body. Matt Drudge joked about her in a jar. Why not just say she's going to drop out for health reasons and have a whole body transplant next week?
Anything's possible.
Absolutely. Why not be like CNN and MSNBC? The truth is we're illustrating them by being absurd. We don't literally mean this, but we're going to do it as satire. Roger Stone, thank you so much. Look forward to speaking to you again. 21 days left, my friend.
Great to be with you, Alex, as always.
All right, I'm going to come back. Rob Dew is bristling to get on air. He's got a bunch of clips he was telling me he wants to get to, special reports and more. We have it covered 4 hours straight ahead, but I will hand the old baton to Rob Dew, our news director, straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones. This is the InfoWar.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
There are, of course, those who do not want us to speak.
We think, just let me think.
Even now, orders are being shouted into telephones, and men with guns will soon be on their way.
It's time for supper.
Damn it. Why? Because while the truncheon may be used in lieu of conversation, words will always retain their power. Words are for the means to meaning, and for those who will listen, the enunciation of truth. And the truth is, there is something terribly wrong with this country, isn't there?
You designed it, sir. You wanted it foolproof. You told me every television in London.
Cruelty and injustice, intolerance and oppression. And where once you had the freedom to object, to think and speak as you saw fit, you now have sensors and systems of surveillance coercing your conformity and subverting your submission.
We need cameras.
How did this happen? Who's to blame? Well, certainly there are those who are more responsible than others, and they will be held accountable. But again, truth be told, if you're looking for the guilty, you need only look into a mirror. I know why you did it. I know you were afraid. Who wouldn't be? War, terror, disease. There were a myriad of problems which conspired to corrupt your reason and rob you of your common sense. Fear got the best of you, and in your panic you turned to the now High Chancellor, Adam Sutler. He promised you order, he promised you peace, and all he demanded in return was your silent, obedient consent.
There is a war.
There is a war.
It's happening now.
It will decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the resistance. We are the info war.
And we are now 21 days out from this incredibly important historical election. Abdu is going to be taking over here in just a few minutes. And I realize that I get in here like a rabid chihuahua getting wound up before I come on the air. And I do a decent job, but I become almost like just a barking, rabid, angry person because this is so real. I mean, the globalists are so evil. We have their own emails admitting it. We already knew it. This just all confirms it. And they're real villains. They sit around talking about screwing over poor people and how they're bad. When you study criminology, that's what real mentally ill criminals do. Not just criminals because they were pressured into it or criminals because they were starving and stole a loaf of bread. I mean, real criminal mindsets that hate people. And they see people like us that have conscience, that care. They see us as weak. You know, I'm not weak because I have nerve endings and can't, stick my hand in the fire and just keep it there without pain. Those are there so that I can navigate the world better. And I'll be honest with you. I see the general public stunted, mutated, dumbed down, unhealthy, ugly, on average, really stuff falling apart fast. Every metric shows it. It's not just my jaundice eye. And then I see the establishment, and they're even worse. Like a bird on top of dunghill. Surveying its largesse. And it really freaks me out. And I think about being a man in the arena. I know I ask this all the time. You guys reprint me, man in the arena. Thanks. Great crew. And I think about how to see Trump, even in the arena more than I am, losing so much, growing as he learns, legitimately not out to get us, and just being hit with every lie, every deception, every twisted piece of info. And I just hope humanity breaks the spell. I hope humanity has already hit bottom and we start coming back up and then we wake up, communism and totalitarianism doesn't work. Thank you, Nico. Because I generally have faith in humanity. But sometimes I really wonder. Because people that are followers and weak-minded, they get into groupthink, and they think because they're agreeing with what most people are saying, that somehow that makes them powerful and effective. No, if you're in a sick and dying culture, and then you're going along with the general consensus, you're a fool. I mean, it's one thing if you're in Nazi Germany in 1942, and you don't know which way the war is going to go, and half your family's in the military, and you know Hitler's bad, you didn't like him to begin with, but if you cross them, they're going to put you in a forced labor camp. It's one thing to kind of do your job and keep your head down. That's cowardly, but I get it. But now, and by the way, most Germans by 1941 or 42 did not like what was going on. They've done the interviews, they've checked the metrics, but they went along with it. And more than a third of them died. More than a third of Germany died. 20% of Russia died. I just bring those numbers up because when General Milley, the head of the army, says, this war is going to be as big as World War II. We've not seen anything like this since World War II. Dude's going to air the special report at the bottom of the hour. I study history. I study the military. I find it interesting. They don't talk like that, folks, unless you're about to be in a giant war. And then I look who's captaining this war, the old, sick, evil crime boss woman who has to have Secret Service go, it's okay, it's okay, keep talking. She's like, oh yeah. I mean, that's who they got. And then all these weird, effeminate, I'm going to call them effeminate because insults women. Women aren't like that. weird clown men. I don't care if they're gay or heterosexual. There's just this Nelly giggling about evil. Everything's funny. Let's screw everyone over. It's just like, whoa, I don't want to be around you. I mean, I would never associate with you. Now you're running my life. And I'm not saying I wouldn't associate with a guy who was acting like a Nelly. There's plenty of guys like that that are great, hardworking, good people. I mean, there's just this certain type of wimpy guy who I guess wants to do evil because it makes them feel powerful. And all I want to do is club their brains out. I'd love to get in a pen, legally and lawfully, like four of these wimps, throw clubs down on the ground. I got a club, and I'm like, you know what? Let's find out how big a man you are right now. You want to screw somebody over? You like to gang up on people? Do it to me. And I'll just be honest. I mean, as a man, that's how I feel towards these people. Bunch of hyenas laughing, screwing people over. I'm tired of them. And I get really upset when it looks like Trump's going to lose. The internal polls are he's way ahead, but they know the fix is in. Trump's got to be way ahead, just like Gingrich said. That's the inside baseball. He's got to be way ahead to win because they're going to steal it, folks. Only a landslide can beat him, and Trump said that. You know, I'm not like one of these, and I don't talk about myself because I don't talk about myself. It's just it's an allegory of everything, especially for Media Matters and the White House people that listen and the Hillary people that analyze every word I'm saying. I understand you'd be fired in a minute if you didn't play ball, but you know the stuff about her having convulsions is real. You know how evil she is real. You know her working for foreign powers is real. You think you're just cozied up to something powerful because it'll get you ahead in life. These are the times when you've got to make the right decision and leak information. Who needs to have it leaked via the internet? There's other ways to get information out. Do what's right. Don't believe your own hype. Don't smoke your own dope. Hillary really is evil. In the short and midterm, if I want to be more successful, personally, I would want Hillary to get in. But I don't think like that. Donald Trump gets in, our fight's just begun, and we've got to really hold his feet to the fire and fight the special interest, and they're already getting ready to implode the economy. They're going to blame us. I mean, shining on to Trump, I put on all the risk. I did everything because I believed. My gut told me he was real. You're seeing he's real, warts and all. And this is a really historical time to be alive right now. If I was like everybody else, I'd just sit on the fence and bash both candidates and act like I was holier than thou. Or I'd go further and be like Glenn Beck, you know, come out for Hillary. Because they've said they're shutting the media down in the next year or so. So that's kind of the catch-22. Yeah, we'll get a bigger audience if Hillary gets in, but she's coming after the media. And listen, at a subconscious level, I kind of fantasize about that because America kind of deserves whatever it gets at this point, all of us. The 50 million abortions, the 55 million, and all the corruption, and the human-animal chimeras, and all the wars, and backing al-Qaeda to murder Christians everywhere. I mean, America wants to go along with this. Well, we should taste a little bit of it. Except I realize there's still so many good people that have been awake, they don't deserve it. Another sick part of me, kind of, you know, Hillary wants to shut the media down. I'll fight the good fight, try to stop it, but okay. Man, I've run the race. I've done it. All the proof's there. All the facts are out. World government, tyrannical, anti-human. If you don't care and if you don't get involved, then this is on you. This is something that we deserve. And so I'm making peace with that. I just know this. Trump's a fighting chance, and he's a sign of nationalism. But you know what? We might be too far gone, folks. And America's just been an idea. It's had all its big problems, but it was better than other countries because for a little short time it had more freedom than other countries. And that's why the social engineers, I'm going to skip this break, have spent all their time trying to tear down that idea because they can't compete with real liberalism and free open society and free association. They can't deal with the liberalism that came out of the Renaissance and England and that Europe banned slavery and that Europe led the world in technology and that Christianity was at the heart of that with common law. The elite of the world don't want English common law and Renaissance, but also some of the better, older Judaic teachings, not the more modern ones, not the Babylonian Talmud, but the older ones. And that is a big influence. People say, I don't want to hear Judeo-Christian values. That's a bunch of brainwashing by the book. I mean, that is part of our culture. Just get that straight. There are a lot of elites that don't want to say everybody's human and then raise them to that level. There are a lot of elites that don't want that technology to be deployed to the people, cultural technology. They really think you can sit up on the hill over a slum and be better than those people. All you've done is brought yourself down a level. I bring you up three levels. I bring myself up even more. Quite frankly, I figured this out at a spiritual level. I'm greedy and arrogant when it comes to the fact that I'm going to be noble. I mean, it is almost a peacocking thing that I don't lie, I don't cheat, I don't get off on screwing people over, I don't get off on victory over my enemies. I get off on separating them from their quarry, but I don't get off on watching them fall into piles of garbage. And again, I talk about myself because this is a model of success against the enemy. This is what they fear. For all our problems in InfoWars, we're real. We care about freedom. We care about everybody. We want to promote real justice. And they're a bunch of nasty people that are using very old technologies of control in both parties to overthrow and dominate and annihilate society. And there's a lot of positive things, but the thing that really upsets me the most is watching what's left of the MSM line up like organized soldiers and commit crimes against freedom in this country, crimes against journalism, crimes against individuals, crimes against property, crimes against humanity. People always overuse the Nazi analogies, but the Nazis followed orders, the trains were on time, people did what they were told. That's why it was a very hard enemy to fight. And I got to say, for our media, our MSM, Fox to a great extent is added to that now, they show German military precision in attacking the American people and in engaging in deception. But with the Germans, it was more mechanical. There's an added, glee to it. And the Germans had some of that same glee, but there's a glee to this. Like a ceremonial sacrifice of America, and then they waddle around and roll around in the blood of the country. It suckled them. And then just celebrate publicly. It's very infantile. And that's the thing. It's organized, it's criminal, it's focused. But then it's just totally given over to dishonor. I mean, I think about just second nature being an honorable person. Doesn't mean I'm perfect. And then I look at these people and I realize they're so divorced from the human species. They have no idea that the greatest value in their life is actually finding people you can trust. There's no honor amongst these people. They're totally unhappy. They treat each other like crap. It's all admitted. They're absolutely alone. They have the highest rates of suicide, the lowest rates of giving. They are just these scared, twisted pseudo-intellectuals that try to organize themselves into criminal groups to then go out and commit crime while spewing propaganda about how good they are all day. Imagine if your political god was Hillary Clinton. I mean, what does that say about these people? And they go, oh, look at Trump, a womanizer with orange hair. He never said he didn't like women. If he just said he was Mr. Perfect and then got caught doing something, I'd be concerned. He never even pretended. He says stuff that's so truthful and won't BS people when the politicians are telling him to. That's what they can't stand. That's why they're scared, folks. He's going to get in there and learn about everything that's happening. And then the only danger is fascism, because he's going to want, and we're going to want, to arrest so many of these people. They have to get trials, and it can't get out of hand. But I'll tell you, you steal $2 billion from people starving, You need to really, really pay severely for thousands of dead people, over 10,000 alone, just from one operation. You fund al-Qaeda to take over and then rename it ISIS, and they kill hundreds of thousands of people and engage in crimes that are just unspeakable. You need to pay for that. You launch these illegal wars. You kill a million Iraqis with sanctions. You need to pay for it. And I mean bipartisanly. And that's why the Republicans are fighting so hard, because they're just as bad as Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama and all the rest of them. They know. And they know Trump has never been part of any of it. Trump was against NAFTA and GATT. Trump was against the Iraq War. I've analyzed Trump. Trump has a sense of justice, and he thinks he's the underdog because, quite frankly, he comes from blue-collar roots, and he's all about people not beating him. And he ties into the whole Americana idea of taking down the establishment and of not having a bunch of pomp and circumstance. He only uses pomp and circumstance as marketing because he knows that's what the public wants. Donald Trump can't stand it. Well, those are the big Donald Trump secrets. And the enemy knows that. And he wants to be the superstar. What leader isn't narcissistic to that level who breaks the New World Order, who smashes it? He absolutely admires Nigel Farage. His body language, the Farage, is worshipful. Trump wants to be part of history. Trump wants to be on the good guys' team. Trump's been his whole life around those demonic, skeksy New York globalists. He doesn't want to be with them. He wants to be with you. He can easily shoot his mouth off about Russia, shut all that down. He knows Russia's done nothing to us. He won't sit there and trade his credibility. They go, oh, he's enamored with Putin. Enamored with Putin. Yeah, Putin kicked the New World Order out. Nigel Farage is starting to do it. We're doing it. That's history. That's good. That's honorable. That's what we should all want. I want to see Mexico kick the globalist out. I want Mexico to be filthy rich, beautiful country. I wish it was better than the U.S. I'd move down there. I want to run away from slums and poverty and crime and death, not brown people. I want Africa to be wealthy, Eastern Europe to be wealthy, Russia to be successful. I want humanity to thrive. So does Donald Trump. We want renaissance. We want prosperity. I want you to be successful. I want to see you successful. Hillary Clinton wants you poor because she wants to look down on you. America is about prosperity for everybody. And it's an idea that nobody can stop if you simply take it in your hands and kick these parasites out. These parasites come in every race, color, and creed, and every spot. But they all got the same spirit and the same soul. And they're pissed to see you successful. And to them, Donald Trump is a nightmare. A nightmare monster. All right, we're going to throw the break. Bring Rob Doohan. He's got reports to get to and a lot more here today. Riding shotgun with us. Briefly, because I didn't plug in the last hour, and that's how we fund the operation. We've got a bunch of specials running right now. 25% off. Brain Force, the amazing nootropic. Should be $50-$60. It's $22 right now. Amazing deal. Try it out today. Hillary for Prison is being sold at cost. It's the end of the run. They're almost sold out, $9.95. We also are selling Hillary for Prison bumper stickers at cost. 100 of them are $17. And we're extending for one day. We're going to extend this for a week. The guys have just started the Brain Force. We're going to extend the sleep aid knockout, which, again, I'll explain. Normal melatonin of the same dose is $15 to $19 for the same quality. Ours is $19 and has eight other ingredients like valerian root, L-tryptophan, you name it. So it's a huge discount. Okay, it'd be like $50-$60 to get all these together at the same dose, but with different bottles. That's why it's a great deal. Knockout, try it today. But 25% off, and by the way, Knockout has a 25% off as well, but that ends $14.95. Brain Force is about $22 right now. It'd be a good price at $50. Again, we normally only mark it up 100%. It's only marked up 50%. Right now, that's what we do. We mark them up 100%. We have Biome Defense out right now. Great, in two different strengths, a great probiotic. InfoWarsLive.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And your purchase makes it all possible, and you know we're dedicated to telling the truth. You see the enemy fluffing out constantly worldwide. We know their attack plan. We are opposing them as best we can. Nightly News tonight, 7 o'clock Central. I'm Alan Jones signing off. We'll follow some reports. Rob Dew is coming out of the gates straight ahead. Please spread the word. They want to shut this down for a reason. Don't take it for granted. Get the free app at InfoWars.com/app.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The world is a dangerous place, not because of evil, but because of those who look on and do nothing. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center. It's Alex Jones.
Take the children and yourself.
I'm Rob Dew here with the fourth hour of Overdrive here at Infowars.com/show. If you're listening to this on the radio and you'd like to watch what's going on, we're about to throw to a pretty fantastic video that Alex produced over the weekend talking about a story that is getting zero coverage in the mainstream media here in the United States. They'd rather spoon-feed you issues about what Donald Trump said or who you might have touched or who you might have kissed, but not about the upcoming World War III that looks like it's impending at this point. I want to go to a couple articles before we go to this amazing video that Alex produced over the weekend. Look, I shot two videos with Alex on Friday, and I thought he was kind of done. He came back on Saturday, shot more, and then back on Sunday and shot even more. The man is working like a real man. I'm not going to say like a demon. That's how Hillary works. Here we go from Paul Joseph Watson, Kremlin insider. War might even begin even before U.S. elections, urges citizens to stockpile cans of food. And this is Sergei Markov. He's a member of the Civic Chamber, a Moscow-based institution, said he's buying 200 cans of pork to be ready for a potential crisis. Right there. We had some canned bacon here the other day. It was kind of, didn't taste like the bacon that I eat. But you know what? If you're in a situation where you're stuck underground for a few weeks while the nuclear fallout is overhead, you're going to eat anything you can. And you have to ask yourself at this point, too, are you stockpiled? Do you have storable food? Do you have water filters? Do you have potassium iodine to take care of radiation in your thyroid gland? You got to think about all these things, especially now. Here's from the Daily Mail. Turkey warns that World War III is inevitable if the Syrian conflict continues because America and Russia will come to a point of war. Well, what did we discuss over the weekend? That Joe Biden's come out and said we're going to be launching cyber attacks against Russia. Everybody's talking about how Russia's the one who has hacked the accounts of John Podesta and put that information out to WikiLeaks. And we've got a Wayne Mattson article. And I'm not even going to get into this because he's going to be interviewed tonight by Liam McAdoo for the Nightly News Report. UFO hunters, not Russians, hacked Podesta. And we had a prominent UFO hunter ended up dead over the weekend in Poland. And he said investigated if something happens, and he put out some cryptic messages before he died. So is it possible Podesta came out and started talking about his interest in UFOs? Maybe he was being hacked by these people, and then they turned over what they had to WikiLeaks. I've actually got a couple of recent leaks here that I'm going to read after this video, so stay tuned for that. But let's go to this video now from Alex Jones talking about the big story in the world that they're talking about everywhere but the United States. They want you concerned about Donald Trump's orange hair and who he might have kissed. Here's that report.
The information that I'm about to relay to you is the most grave that I've ever reported in my 21 years on air. It is so Armageddon in nature that I find it hard to believe this is actually happening in the year 2016. The United States, hijacked by globalist forces, has openly in the last week declared de facto war against Russia.
Why don't we send a message yet to Putin?
We're sending a message.
The United States military will stop you, and we will beat you harder than you've ever been beaten before.
Russia has hacked into a lot of things. China has hacked into a lot of things. Russia even hacked into the Democratic National Committee. We will be ready with serious political, economic, and military responses.
The message he'll know it. He'll know it. It'll be at the time of our choosing and under the circumstances that have the greatest impact.
Right now, Senator, for us to control all of the airspace in Syria would require us to go to war against Syria and Russia.
I think it would be great if we got along with Russia, because we could fight ISIS together, as an example.
We could slide into nuclear war very quickly from her declared policy in Syria. So I won't sleep well at night if Donald Trump is elected, but I sure won't sleep well at night if Hillary Clinton is elected.
Future high-end war between nation states and great powers, very highly lethal, unlike anything our army has experienced, at least since World War II.
So a message is going to be sent. Will the public know it?
I hope not.
We're going to get to the de facto declaration of war and the preparations for physical war and what the head of the army says will have as high a casualty level as World War II in a moment. But first, the background that's undisputed. Russia only has two military bases outside of its country. It's not expansionist. It's fighting radical Islam around the world and should be an ally of the United States. And many of our top generals and admirals and others have been on record saying that fact. The threat is radical Islam and China, not Russia.
I think it would be great if we got along with Russia, because we could fight ISIS together, as an example.
The reason the globalists are so upset at Trump is they know he's being advised by the former head of defense intelligence, General Flynn, who exposed the fact that Obama and Hillary were expanding ISIS and Al-Qaeda worldwide 3 years ago.
You
are basically saying that even in government at the time, you knew those groups were around, you saw this analysis, sure, and you were arguing against it. But who wasn't listening?
I think administration.
The administration turned a blind eye to your analysis.
I don't know if they turned a blind eye. I think it was a decision. I think it was a willful decision.
A willful decision to go support an insurgency that had Salafists, Al-Qaeda,
well,
and Muslim Brotherhood.
A willful decision to do what they're doing.
The multinational corporations that brag at the Davos Forum that they've hijacked Europe and the United States and many other Western countries are a multinational outside force, basically taking over our nations and colonizing us with their world government system. So they need to have an outside threat to fool nationalists to give up their sovereignty to globalism in the name of protecting nationalism. That's why when the UK pulls out of the unelected dictatorial EU, mainstream media claims the Russians are behind it. That's why when Donald Trump and myself and others call for restoring our borders and doing better trade deals and not ceding our authority to the TPP, they claim we're Russian agents. Because Russia itself is pulling out of the New World Order. The UK is doing it, and so are we. So if you're a foreign group taking a country over, what do? You start pointing fingers at the patriots internally who are trying to save the country and claim they're foreign Ruski agents. By midsummer, we had seen WikiLeaks, DC Leaks, and other organizations dump hundreds of thousands of pages of hacked emails on the web showing the organized crime operation going on between the Democrats, the mainstream media, and the foreign banks that literally own and control them. So to divert the public from the crimes they'd committed, they doubled down and said, see, the Russians are involved in taking over our elections and manipulating things, but they showed no evidence. By late August, Hillary Clinton was 10 to 15 points in national polls behind Donald Trump. They were panicking. I began to see rumblings from the UN and the EU that they were going to send 10 times the number of observers they normally would to oversee our elections. That's why I went on air and said, we need to look at the attempt by Hillary to steal this election. She stole the nomination from Bernie Sanders. The sky's the limit. Obama came out 2 weeks later and basically said I was crazy. Election fraud didn't exist. Then, 2 weeks after that, they announced that they were going to federalize the elections to keep them safe from right-wingers and the Russians. Then, on September 1st, Democratic Party nominee goes on national television and says that if we think Russia has launched any type of cyber attack on the U.S., that we'll launch a cyber attack on them and maybe even use physical military force.
You've seen reports. Russia's hacked into a lot of things. China's hacked into a lot of things. Russia even hacked into the Democratic National Committee. Maybe even some state election systems. So we've got to step up our game. Make sure we are well defended and able to take the fight to those who go after us. As president, I will make it clear that the United States will treat cyber attacks just like any other attack. We will be ready with serious political, economic, and military responses.
On cue for the next month, the leading story every night is that Russia is taking over the elections, that Russia has spies everywhere, and that Donald Trump works for them. Then, on October 7th, the director of National Intelligence, getting his information from the CIA, comes out and says, we know it's the Russians, they have cyber-attacked us officially, but gave no evidence. Then a week later, Vice President Joe Biden, in mafioso style, goes on Meet the Press and tells Russia, we're going to send you a message with a massive cyber attack. We've got incredible capabilities. We're going to show you.
Why haven't we sent a message yet to Putin?
We're sending a message. We have the capacity to do it. And the message
he'll
is
sent,
that he'll know it. And it'll be at the time of our choosing and under the circumstances that have the greatest impact. The capacity to fundamentally alter election is not what people think. And I tell you what, to the extent that they do, we will be proportional in what we do. And
so a message is going to be sent. Will the public know it?
I hope not.
And this is where the critical, bureaucratic declaration of war outside of Congress's authority comes in. Because we have the Director of National Intelligence. We have the intelligence agency heads. We have Mrs. Clinton We have Joe Biden. We have Obama meeting with top generals just 2 days ago talking about war with Russia in preparation and saying their new doctrine is if you cyber attack us, we will cyber attack you and or both hit you with a military response in Hillary Clinton's own words. And guess what? That's the new NATO doctrine they announced a month ago, that they may hit Russia first, or if any cyber attacks, any hacking of any type come from the massive country of Russia, that they will take that as an act of war. From any angle you look at, we are now officially at war with Russia, and this is surpassing anything that ever happened in the Cold War, according to even mainline analysts. And we have proxy wars on the border of Russia in Ukraine and in Russia's backyard in Syria. And we have top generals in Congress, like the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, Dumford, saying, look, you're asking me to put up a no-fly zone and shoot down Russian aircraft. They're going to attack us back. That is an act of war.
Right now, Senator, for us to control all of the airspace in Syria would require us to go to war against Syria and Russia.
In summation, why is all of this happening? Well, about a week ago, General Milley, the head of the Army, explained why. If you try to have the Brexit, or if Russia tries to pull out of the New World Order, or if patriots worldwide support the collapse of the EU because it's unelected, our military, working for the globalist, will hit you harder than you've ever been hit before. That's the message. And Russia is being scapegoated for the unraveling of the New World Order and world government.
The United States military, despite all our challenges, despite our op tempo, despite everything we've been doing, we'll stop you and we will beat you harder than you've ever been beaten before. Make no mistake about that. Other countries, Russia, China, Iran, and North Korea went to school on us. They closely watched how we fought in 91 and 03. They studied our doctrine, our tactics, our equipment, our organization, our training, and our leadership. And in turn, they revised their own doctrines, and they are rapidly modernizing their militaries today to avoid our strengths in hopes of defeating us at some point in the future. First, not surprisingly, is that we'll be highly lethal, very highly lethal, unlike anything our Army has experienced, at least since World War II.
The world is in global turmoil. Major banks are going under on a routine basis. The biggest bank in Germany, Deutsche Bank, is teetering on the edge of collapse and will make Lehman Brothers look tame in comparison. And historically, when major collapses begin to happen, countries and empires tend to start wars as a political distraction so they can blame the international financial crises on the war itself and not on their own failed policies. And of course, they want to influence the election here. Every globalist publication from the Washington Post to the Financial Times of London to the Economist admits that with Brexit pulling out of the euro and with Russia pulling out of globalism, what's happening here with nationalism and Trump, they're on their last legs and they've got to prop Hillary up. She is their Stalingrad. She is their Waterloo. If she falls there, they believe in their own words, their whole system will completely unravel. Well, I got news for them. It's already unraveling. But they believe that if they can trick Russia into a physical war or cyber attack Russia and get Russia to respond back, they can then pull false flags during the election and use that as an excuse to blame Russia for any election problems. Then Homeland Security has to come in to federalize it further to protect the vote. The good news is, across the political spectrum, the intelligentsia is really waking up to the fact that we have a very dangerous criminal group in control of our country that wants to stay in control and who might even start a nuclear war to do so. And that's why the head of the Green Party and others have come out and said that Hillary Clinton is much more dangerous than Donald Trump because she says that she wants a war with Russia, she wants a war with Iran and others.
Under Hillary Clinton, we could slide into nuclear war very quickly from her declared policy in Syria. So I won't sleep well at night if Donald Trump is elected, but I sure won't sleep well at night if Hillary Clinton is elected.
The ball is now in your court. History is repeating itself in a very, very dangerous fashion. The criminal elements that have hijacked our country, are trying to start physical wars with Russia and others. They're opening our borders up, bringing in jihadis here to destabilize things as well. They're taking over our election processes to, quote, protect it from the Russians, even as they announce they're going to launch a massive cyber attack against Russia in retaliation for something they can't even prove Russia did. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a critical time, probably one of the most critical times in all of human history and development. It's now time to hit a knee and start asking God to basically open more people's eyes up and that we would have peace on this planet and not thermonuclear war. The people are ready to be awakened. Please take this special report, email it to members of Congress, to local talk show hosts, and to mainstream media, and say it's time to wake up and turn this country and the world around from the brink of Armageddon.
Now, let's just illustrate this real quick. Go to my screen right here. World War III, Russia. You hit all. Not one mainstream media news source talking about it here in the United States. All over the world, they're talking about it, but not here. Now, let's go to, same thing, World War III, Russia hit news. Even less results. Nobody talking about it in the United States. It's a complete blackout. The only place you're getting this type of analysis and news is from alternative media and Infowars.com. And we're the leader in alternative media. I can tell you that right now. You're not going to hear, and you're not going to hear this on fake alternative media like the Young Turks. No. Nobody's talking about this. So you need to wake up and spread the word about what's going on. Okay? We'll be back. One more segment of the fourth hour. I'm your host, Rob Dew. Infowars.com/show is the website where you can go to watch this in video. It's a free stream. Spread it. Spread it out now before it's too late, before they take away your internet.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
here reporting for InfoWars.com, coming to you live from the Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines. This is our final segment here with you today. It's been an amazing show. We had Roger Stone on earlier, and yesterday he put out a tweet at 8:31. John Kerry has threatened the Ecuadorian president with grave consequences for Ecuador if Assange is not silenced. And so what happened? Well, his internet got cut off. And nobody knew who it was. They said a state had cut it off. Now WikiLeaks, 26 minutes ago now, we can confirm Ecuador cut off Assange's internet access Saturday at 5 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time, shortly after the publication of Clinton's Goldman Sachs speeches. So you got John Kerry running around like a hatchet man trying to keep people shut up and silenced because they don't want the word getting out. And this just completely illustrates the fact that we are on top of this story better than anyone else. Right here. You know, sometimes Roger Stone says stuff and I can't even believe it. But here he is the day before, and then WikiLeaks comes out and says it was Ecuador. And now on the show today, Roger Stone said it looks like Hillary's going to drop out next week. So we'll see if that happens. But totally, totally incredible. And this just brings me up to this Wednesday. We're going to be going 13 straight hours. I'm sorry. October 19th, starting at 11 a.m., we're going to go to midnight. And that's the day of the final debate. The final debate between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. Let's bring up the graphic, please. There it is. Live feed analysis, 13 hours of coverage, starts at 11 a.m. You can find the free stream at InfoWars.com/show, or you can go to our YouTube channel, or you can download our free app and watch it on your smartphone wherever you're at. InfoWars.com/app, InfoWars.com/show for the free stream, or check out our YouTube channel, which is approaching 1 billion views, and you know that pisses off the globalists. Let's look at these two emails. Here's one to John Podesta. Says, I mean, they will go after the deleting of private emails, but at some point they will just run out of steam, especially as they see minimal electoral consequence. So they want you not to worry about these emails. And they think, oh, they'll bitch about it for a little bit. But then after a while, they'll just give up and forget about it. And you know what? People aren't forgetting about it. In fact, we had an article last week from Paul Joseph Watson. Google Trends shows internet users far more interested in WikiLeaks than Trump allegations. That was October 14th. And you can see the blue line here represents WikiLeaks. Okay, here's Trump's allegations way, way down below. The only people that care about this are Democratic operatives who are passing it back and forth on their Facebook. Look at the interest in WikiLeaks. So much interest, John Kerry had to go threaten the Ecuadorian embassy. And so they cut off his internet. And nobody knew who it was until WikiLeaks just came out with it. Roger Stone said it the day before. Then WikiLeaks came out and said, what's confirmed? Ecuador cut off our internet access. Now, here's an email to Cheryl Mills, Huma, and John Podesta. It says, to be clear, there are and will likely remain only two parties who can release the full 55K. So now they're saying there's 55,000 emails, the state and us. Nobody else will have them. Yeti will only end up with what's relevant to his committee, which won't grow that much beyond what he has. Probably not get anywhere close to 500. So I don't know if this shows Republicans colluding with the Democrats on just cherry-picking certain issues, which I don't think it shows that, but it shows that there's 55,000 emails, not just 33,000. There it is right there in the email, 55K. 55,000 emails they decided they had to hide from you. It's not all yoga poses, people. It's not lobster bisque recipes. It's how they're trying to screw you. That's what it's all about. So thank you for joining us today on The Alex Jones Show. I've been your host, Rob Dew, for the fourth hour. Tonight we have the InfoWars Nightly News starting at 7 p.m. Central. You can find all that and more at InfoWars.com and InfoWars.com/show for the free streams. Thanks for watching.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.